At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Is hard. Massive change is terrifying. It has your brain screaming danger. And when that happens, we self-sabotage. That's the problem with Fast and Furious. If you have struggled with being consistent in reaching any of your goals successfully, today's episode, Freedom Through Consistency with the Power of Habit Stacking, is for you. If you are trying to lose weight, if you are trying to start a business, if you are trying to change anything in your life or be more successful at something in your life, and you try that fast and furious, all or nothing, make the choice and commit to it, you are telling your brain that it is dangerous and you will fail through self-sabotage. That is the importance of habit stacking. With habit stacking, there's two phases. The first one is you choose one thing. And you commit to that one thing by being consistent until it becomes automatic, routine, a habit in your everyday life, that where you're just doing it with really, you don't have to put any effort or thought into it because it is now a routine. Now, when I say one thing, I don't mean you say, okay, I need to lose weight, so I'm going to commit to this extremely difficult, challenging, strict diet. That's not one thing. That is a whole overhaul in fast and furious, 100% setting yourself up for failure, for self-sabotage. One thing means maybe you need to include more water into your day. So you are going to focus and commit to having more water being included into your diet every single day. Now, statistics show it takes 21 days to build a habit. So I don't care if you do something for 21 days or you just want to make it simple and say for a whole month, this is going to be your one thing. But a key point is to include this new habit that you're incorporating on top of an existing habit that you already do. You have a routine, whether it's a good routine or not, and whether you like it or not, it's a totally different topic, but you have a routine. So we're going to stick with incorporating more water. If you need to be drinking more water, then what you're going to do is, what is a routine that you have? You get up in the morning and you brush your teeth. After you brush your teeth, you're going to drink a glass of water. Maybe you make coffee, or maybe you go through Starbucks and you get a coffee. Doesn't matter the routine, but after you have your coffee, you're going to drink a glass of water. We know you're eating. We have to eat to live. If you're sitting down and you're eating lunch, you eat and then you have a glass of water. You're already at 3 glasses of water. Maybe you only get 2 glasses of water through the whole day, but you have something that you're already doing and you stack this new habit on top of that every day, until it just becomes part of what you do without fail. I'm a big fan of the 80-20 lifestyle. We are not going for perfection here, but we are building this habit consistently 80% of the time. Phase 2 of the habit stacking is, once you have this new one thing that you have committed to, you are consistent with, and is now automatic in your day. Automatic to the point that, I mean, when you're at work or you're doing something, if you sit down and you're eating lunch, somebody's going to go, where's your water? You always have water with your lunch. That is what I mean by automatic. It becomes part of what you do. Now you're adding on something else. Maybe you need to add in more vegetables. Okay. You are sitting down to eat lunch. You have your water. You make sure that you have vegetables. If you have a snack, maybe you just grab an apple. All great. Maybe you have cottage cheese. Super great. You add vegetables. And you add vegetables in and habit stack those on top of another habit that you have for 21 days or 30 days until it consistently becomes automatic of what you do. If you always have a sandwich and a bag of chips for lunch, cool. Now you have a sandwich, a bag of lunch, and a salad. To where if you all of a sudden sit down one day and you have your sandwich and you have your bag of chips, you go, oh, no, where's my salad? I always have a salad with my lunch. And you stack these on top of each other. You build the habit. You build the momentum. You stack all of these on top of each other. And then you are building and adding in this healthy lifestyle change overhaul. And because you are choosing and doing it one thing at a time, it is safe, it is reliable, it is consistent, and it is what is going to get you to your ultimate goal in success. And truly, you're tricking your brain, because at the end of 12 months, you could have a huge, massive change in your whole entire life, your whole entire routine. People are going, oh my God, she drinks water, she eats vegetables, she works out 30 minutes a day. How in the world did you do this? You changed your whole entire life. And it's because you chose one thing to create a consistent routine with, and you have it stacked on top of that. There is freedom in your routine. When you decide to do something and you consistently do it, it becomes not what you do, but it becomes who you are. And it's your new normal. And we cannot forget that 80-20 balance. Consistency, 80% of the time, you are human. You are going to mess up. You are going to have bad days. You are going to have bad weeks. That is where that 20% comes in, to give you grace of being a human and allowing you that flexibility without guilt. Because consistency is not about perfection. It is about being persistent. And that is the freedom that you will get from habit stacking your way to sustainable success. I hope this helps you. If you think somebody else needs to hear this, or you know they've been struggling with rehauling or building a routine, please share this with them. If you have any questions or need help with habit stacking, please feel free to email me at kim@kimrobertsfreedom.com. And thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time.